this podcast, we'll hear from optometry students from Oulu University in Finland about why they chose Salus for their clinical training.
So hello, my name is Anssi Hakala. I'm optometrist from Finland. I live in the northern part of the Finland, so it's been very nice experience during this time of the year because we have already snow and it's like -5 to maybe 10 degrees Celsius. So it's been nice to come here.
And my name is Ritva Kahlos. I'm also optometrist from Finland. I'm doing my master's degree there. And I'm now here having this nice experience in Salus.
Why did you choose Salus?
So, like, I think the main reason for me was to see the different kind of eye diseases and the patient care, what Salus is teaching. And of course, I've been knowing like Dr. Anderson for 3 to 4 years now, and I have been seeing how well he teaches. And I was sure that his colleagues are gonna be great, and they have been.
Yeah, and when I heard about this training, I was like, this is a once in a lifetime chance to get this kind of like great opportunity to improve my clinical skills and see the clinical findings that I probably not see in Finland, that are not that common in Finland, or at least are where I work at. So that was my reason to come here.
What is your favorite part of the program so far?
For me, the patient care and figuring out how to draw the whole picture, putting all the puzzle pieces together. So it's not about the finding, it's not about the symptoms, it's not about the patient history or age, or it's like you need to collect them all, and after that you know probably what's like you can figure out what the patient have and where to look for the findings, and like see the whole picture.
And definitely patient care for me also, on daily basis, we see, or I see basically like healthy eyes in Finland. So now when we are able to see so many eye diseases every day, it's been so exciting to see those things. And I think the most enlightening thing has been to understand the importance of the anamnesis. So with the proper anamnesis, you can help your work for so much.
And also rule out what is not important. What you see is some findings are not that clinically significant, or clinically they do not matter. So they may mislead you, or you can just, okay, I see this, but it doesn't matter. So we can just sort of like skip it. We write it down, but then just move on.
And like the Dr. Anderson and Dr. Mark, just... they are helping us so much. Like they are helping us to put the puzzle pieces together. They don't give us the exact answers. They are just pushing us to the correct direction.
Yeah, they're pushing us. Okay, do your research to find what this and this might be if you don't know it already.
This is something what you should ask. Ask this one. Is there any trauma? Is there, if the patient has been seeing not so well for how long time, has it been already when they were child or something? It's been very nice to see this, how they work and how they help us.
Well, all the people here has been super friendly, so nice and helpful. I mean, all the supervisors, all the coordinators, and all the sort of patients, I mean, like in the controlled patient care, they have been so nice. Even though it takes forever us to have the eye exam, they are still there. They are still there. They are waiting for us. They are ready to like sit there as long as we need them. It's been really, really nice.
Can you break down the different aspects of your training?
So basically, we have had a few lectures. And then most of the time we have been in this controlled patient care. So that has been the major part of the training here.
And like for the first days we had from 2 to 3 patients, and at the moment we are taking like 4 per day. So it's mainly 1.5 hours per patient. And then I think for me it's been enough, because there is so many things to consider in each case. So in Finland, I think we haven't get used to the anamnesis so deeply, what we have been doing here. So it takes quite a long time. And also we do like the basic vision testing, and after that we start to use the microscope, and is there any findings in the cornea, in the conjunctiva, then we move forward to the lens, we check the iris, we check the retina. That's the whole thing. And then we try to put the puzzle pieces together.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you think this program will help your career in the future?
Well, definitely for me, I've got the better, like a deeper and also like wider understanding about these puzzle pieces, like how to put them all together. So now I think I'm more ready to sort of like evaluate the every single patient, like the whole piece. And also like better self-confidence with the using my exam routines. They're something that I don't use in Finland that much. So here I check with every patient. So also this like basic routines have like really lift my skills up.
I have exactly the same feelings. And I would like to be here 2 more weeks. We have only 2 more days, but like basically I'm more confident about like the comprehensive eye examination. Like all what it takes, what pieces are part of it, and all the procedure, what we are doing. It's not, I think I'm feeling that it's coming a routine, but it hasn't been in Finland so far. So that's, I think, the main thing.
Visit salus.edu for more information about our international programs.